Barbie and I are both 50, but she's weathering the years better than I am. I was still in diapers when she first pulled her zebra-striped swimsuit onto her leggy 36-18-33 frame. But 50 years later, she needs no Botox around her demure, fixed-focus eyes, much less plastic surgery. She has no wrinkles, no gray hair, no sagging parts. She's never gotten chubby either. At a steady 110, as her pink scale will tell you, she's 35 pounds underweight and still has a diet book. Ken is probably easier to live with than most men. Perhaps that's helped her. Not that I'd ever suggest Barbie lived with Ken. But the truth is, Barbies always look better than anyone. No wonder she ends up buried in sandboxes, drowned in backyard pools, and fried in easy-bake ovens, often with her perfect little head torn off. She's come a long way, Barbie has. Her vocabulary's expanded from speechless to six phrases to a variety of lines like, math class is tough. Her friend, Colored Francie, allowed that beauty comes in shades other than Barbie's original glossy plastic white. Barbie went to work when few women had careers, as a career girl and in very professional elbow-length black gloves. Olympic Barbie arrived as the committee insisted women hurt themselves in distance sports, her patriotic swimsuit flattering that 18-inch waist. She joined the Army in 93 with a medic kit and no rifle, but she did have the uniform. And if candidate Barbie's platform is pretty safe, be kind to animals, help the poor, promote world peace without addressing the Middle East, still, she ran before Hillary did. So maybe Barbie blazed a path for smart young girls. Maybe I should take comfort that her waist has widened a bit, if not as much as mine. But at 50, she still sets a beauty standard real girls can't reach. If it isn't time for her to retire from all those careers, could she at least eat some more dessert? With a perspective, I'm Meg Waite Clayton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.